I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nico's here, the number one pick in the NHL draft. It's how to pronounce it, Hischier.
Yeah.
My pleasure to meet you, Boomer Craig. And welcome and congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Did you know before they announced it that you were the first pick? Because it came down to you and Nolan Patrick, I guess, with the two kids. We're going to go 1 and 2. Or did you find out as they announced it?
Yeah, I had no idea. So it was 1 second from the other. So
now who was picking second?
What Flyers. Team?
So it was either Philadelphia or New Jersey, New York. So you win twice that day. A, you're number one. B, you don't have to live in Philadelphia, which is a dump. So you got that going for you.
Don't agree with him, Nico. Don't get caught into that, man. All I can say is that you know what you're stepping into. You know the history of the Devils before the draft, or have you really been, you know, obviously checking up on that stuff since the draft?
Yeah, no. Well, I knew, like, Damian. Not, I never met him, but Damian Brunner, I knew he played there.
Right.
I know the Devils have a lot of history, and I got to know Patrick Elias, and he told me with his Stanley Cup wins, and yeah, no, I know all about.
It's funny, we became friends with Patrick Elias. He played hockey with us in a charity game like the day after he retired as one of the all-time great Devils. I can't believe that. I'm sure there's a storied history of Swiss hockey. I mean, I imagine there is. Like, I know skiing they're great at. But you're the first ever Swiss-born player to go number one overall. And I wondered, back at home, is the country celebrating that? Is there like a crazy party about it?
Yeah, well, I would say, yeah, like in my hometown, they're going to do something when I come back. So there's a little party going on, and my friends are happy for me as well. And I got a lot of messages, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, now I'll tell you just one bit of warning. I'll be like a big brother to you. There's going to be a lot of women who now think you're really attractive. Stay away. If you didn't know him before you played hockey, you don't need to meet him now out there.
All right, sounds good.
Just a little tip of advice.
You know, Nico, interestingly enough, you know, you're coming here. Do you expect to play with the big team this year? When you're number one overall, I would imagine that your expectations that you're going to be up with the big team. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do everything that I can to make the team. And I still know I got to work hard, but I'll try everything.
I was just going to say, one of the things that you may want to get started with, I have a big playoff game tonight, my left wing had a hat trick last night, but I'll bench him if you want to play tonight. It would be pretty good if you got nothing to do.
You're going to be on loan from the Devils, too?
Yeah, but I know, right? But the guys, the men's hockey league that I play in right now are probably listening, you know, all pissed off, calling up the commissioner.
Plus, he's 18 years old. He doesn't look 40 and overweight.
That's all right. He's fine. We can disguise him. He'll be all right.
One of the things that I'm not going to pretend I know a lot about because I don't, so I've read up on it. One of the thoughts about you is that physically you got to put on more weight and muscle and get stronger just based on from where you played to what the NHL is. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Yeah,
like you
gotta
100%. Hit the weight room?
No, yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah.
And what do you, so that does that mean like an eating tour of New York followed by like hardcore weights? Like what's the regimen here? Because I need to do this, something the exact opposite.
Well,
and that's lose a lot of weight.
Well, no, for sure. I'm talking to a nutrition and do that and go to the gym nearly every day and do your workouts and yeah.
When will you be required to move here? I mean, you know, all in, you know, full on and the Devils want to get their hands on you.
When?
Yeah. Yeah, when?
Well, I'm after the draft, I flew in the next morning here,
right?
And then I'll go back to Switzerland after this and then I'll go back at the development camp at the 10th of July.
The development camp, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Got it. Because there's some thought, as Boomer asked, if you're going to play with the Devils, that based on age and size and experience, that there are guys that have been in your position that they may not force into the lineup right away. Here in New Jersey, you go to like a minor league.
No, that's not going to be the case. You're number
play,
one overall.
Right?
You got to be a player, kind of like Austin Matthews was last year, kind of like Connor McDavid the year before him. If you're going to go number one, they're going to put you in the uniform, put you out there. So, like, what is the biggest unknown for you stepping on the ice with NHL players?
I just think like there's a lot of respect. I mean, those guys you're able to play with now or against, you growing up, you watch those games, those mm-hmm. players. So it's going to be pretty
I was going to say, the first time you find yourself in the face-off circle against, I don't know, Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
That's going to be a pretty unique experience. Or yeah. Auston Matthews, for that matter. Have you reached out to any of those guys? Do you know those guys?
Well, Auston Matthews, when he played in Switzerland, I played in Switzerland as well. Yep. And I had the chance to play a couple Swiss League games, but I never played against him, but at the same league. So.
Who would be the one guy that when you meet, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm playing against blank. Who's your guy?
I would have say Pavel Datsyuk, but he's not in the NHL anymore, so I'm probably go with Sidney Crosby.
So do you think the first time you get on the ice, like Boomer said, you're lined up against Sidney Crosby, at some point you'd be like, holy crap, I'm yeah. taking a face-off against Sidney Crosby, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you fight? Have you ever been in any fights? Or have you been protected on the ice by the other guys?
No, I've never been to a fight. No.
Do you think you can handle yourself on a fight? Because I was saying, Boomer, if you don't mind standing up just for a minute. Okay. And if you could stand up. Boomer likes to play hockey. I'm just going to give you a sense of what an older, bigger veteran that you might come up against.
Yeah, there you go.
All right? Yes. There you go now.
He's built pretty good, though. He's built pretty good.
He's not thick, but
he's good. He's got some room.
So just hold on. Stand back over there, Boom. Okay. Just Boomer, undo the zipper on your shirt, if you don't mind, just the zipper part. Nico, if you could just see if you can pull the sweatshirt over Boomer's head.
Like this?
Yeah, yeah. Let me see if you can get. Let me help you.
That's not happening.
No. Pull the shirt over Boomer's head.
No, that's not happening.
Let me show you real quick. I'm saying. Hold on. What I need you to do. What I need you to do. Here we go. Showing off. Here's what we need. I'm just gonna show him. Hold on.
You're not gonna show him.
From behind, I need you to grab Boomer's shirt and pull it over his head like we're in a hockey fight. Okay. That's all we need.
Should I let him do it?
No, we're not
going to
let him
do it. He's a kid.
Let
him try to do it.
Don't do it.
Take it easy.
That's the kind of size guy you might have to go up against.
This is what I'm walking into here in New York? This is exactly what's going to happen to him?
If I offered you $500 to put on that Roger Bear Ranger jersey, would you do that or no?
No, he wouldn't do it. He can't do it. He's a devil now. Come on.
I don't know what it's like to be drafted number one, but I'm sure it's a whirlwind for you. I wish you the best of luck, and listen, there's a lot of pressure that comes with being number one.
Nico, welcome to New York, man. That's
thank
the way
you.
I look at
and
it.
And I would just say, I would give you this one piece of advice for real, because you're a good-looking kid, and you're going to have a lot of money in the bank, which is all going to be great, and there's going to be a lot of people that want a piece of you. So hopefully you've got, the Devils are, let me just say, as good an organization as anyone we've ever worked with, and they will protect you, and they got, trust me, you're dealing with great people there. But at some point, you're also going to be out and having dinner with friends or what it might be. So there's five words that you should live by. And I'll explain to you off the air what I mean. And it's very simple. What would Derek Jeter do? And if you could put that on your wrist, and I'll make you the bracelet. What would Derek Jeter do? And you know who Derek Jeter is or no?
No.
Okay, so Derek Jeter was a famous baseball player.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really
know. Yankees. You went to the Yankee game yesterday, didn't you?
So he was the guy, right? I'll explain off the air. Put it on your wrist. What would Derek Jeter do? And if you follow that advice and let the Devils lead you, you'll be just fine. But you better score a boatload of goals. It's a pleasure meeting you. New York.
Yeah. It is a pleasure meeting you, and good luck to you.
Thanks
and I'm
going
to be booing your ass for the next 20 years. How about that, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck to get your
career
started.
That's Nico. He's here. He's the number one pick in the NHL draft.
Oh, what a nice
he's
kid.
The New Jersey Devils' newest star.
He's 18 years old.
And has it all going on for him.
18
and will
years
now be
old.
Introduced to New York in short order. I'll enjoy watching his career unfold. Hopefully, it'll be a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.